It all begins with the familiar ringing of a doorbell.
Hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
That's the Broadway cast of the Book of Mormon, whose national tour has settled into the Forest Theater for 7 weeks and will do here what the show does nightly on Broadway. Pack 'em in. So, what I'm about to offer is clearly a minority opinion. The shocking thing about the Book of Mormon is not its potty-mouth script that skewers the notion of missionary work while celebrating low taste. What do you expect from Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the bad boy creators of TV's South Park? The really shocking thing about the Book of Mormon is that after all its big production numbers are finished making fun of Mormonism, African culture, terror, AIDS, and most Western creation myths, the show actually ends up celebrating the notion of faith. The audience cheers wildly for these young Mormon proselytizers who've been duping a village of Ugandans when after 2 hours, these guys decide that whatever you want to believe, well, that's okay. For me, that neatly wrapped feel-good package is, in this case, cynically built for Broadway. But no matter, the show brings down the house in Philadelphia and all over. The national tour cast is every bit as good as the Broadway cast and sings the spirited music with energy and great feeling. Even so, just about anything I laugh at in the Book of Mormon makes me wince, not because it gleefully bashes accepted values, but because the humor's so raw in its use of Mormonism as the last acceptable target for religious mockery. In the end, the Book of Mormon feels like we're conspiring in a prank pulled by sophisticated high school boys, probably sophomores. It leaves me wanting something classier. But I know a lot of people believe in the Book of Mormon. I believe that God has a plan. The musical, anyway. And if you're among them, I feel your laughter. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.